From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul late Thursday held up a bipartisan bill to keep the U.S. government open hours before federal funds were set to expire. Paul explained why he opposed the bill.
Nothing will be reformed. The waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Observers say that helped to increase the likelihood of a government shutdown, which officially takes place this hour. Democrats blocked a stopgap spending bill in January, triggering a three-day partial federal government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long Syrian civil war after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who had attacked coalition-backed Syrian Democratic forces. Some 300 pro-Democrat pro-government forces attacked the SDF headquarters in Deir ez-Zor, Syria, this week, but retreated after the coalition knocked out their artillery and two of their tanks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Washington, said that Washington would bring maximum pressure to bear on North Korea. They met in South Korea until they abandoned their nuclear weapons program. This followed an earlier announcement in Japan.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Mr. Pence said the U.S. will act with resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats. This is VOA News. Barely days after his son's release from jail, Samsung chairman Lee Hun-hee has been named a suspect in a $7.5 million tax evasion case. That story now from Reuters' Sarah Carlton.
The elder Lee is in hospital and could not be questioned due to his physical condition. The chairman has been there since 2014 after suffering a heart attack, after which his son was regarded as the de facto head of the group. Police said the bank accounts holding over $350 million were found during a look into whether the elder Lee had misappropriated company funds to renovate the Lee family home. These aren't his first criminal allegations either. In 2009, the elder Lee was convicted of a separate charge of tax evasion and later pardoned by former President Lee Myung-bak. Current leader Moon Jae-in has vowed to put the country's family-run conglomerates under stronger scrutiny.
Reuters' Sarah Carlton reporting. Pakistan's Minister for the Interior, Ahsan Iqbal, says the United States' attempt to cut Pakistan's military or civilian aid may lead to further complications in relations between the two countries. Two members of the U.S. House of Representatives say Pakistan is a country that knowingly provides resources for terrorists. Pakistan denies this charge and counters by saying it has paid a heavy price for fighting against terrorism. At least 15 people killed, several others injured during clan fighting this week in South Sudan. Some homes were set on fire, forcing villagers to flee. One witness said the situation is terrible and that he does not see a way out. The source of contention is a land dispute between two Boer clans. Tensions erupted in December, leaving 22 people dead, 18 others injured. South Sudan has officially been declared an end to the world's country's cholera epidemic, which erupted about 18 months ago, infecting more than 20,000, killing 436. Lisa Schlein has her report.
Aid agencies say enhanced surveillance alerted them to affected areas where rapid response teams were deployed to investigate and ferret out new cases. They say efforts made to provide clean water, promote good hygiene practices, and treat cholera patients were instrumental in containing the disease. A series of national vaccination campaigns last year was also critical in ending the outbreak. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, provided more than 2.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.